The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Hello, Niamh Cooper here, Surrey Storm player. As we all know, COVID-19 or coronavirus is here. I would just like to remind our fans, players, coaches and volunteers of the responsibility that we have to protect ourselves and others. When not playing netball, I work as a doctor in an A&E department in Belfast, and we know now that those who are older and those who have chronic medical conditions are more at risk from this serious virus. We can help vulnerable members of society through our own actions, and I encourage us to do this. We need to slow the spread of this virus to allow our NHS staff to cope with the vulnerable patients that will need to attend for support. Most young and fit individuals will have a mild flu-like illness for several days and recover well. However, we need to work selflessly and together and as a team and community to limit the spread to our loved ones. Some things we can do are really simple. Wash your hands. Do this for a minimum of 20 seconds and as regularly as possible. Avoid touching your face with unclean hands and avoid hugging or shaking hands with others where possible. If you do have to go out and about, keep 2 metre distance from others. And if you cough or sneeze, do it into the crease of your elbow or into a tissue and make sure to dispose of this into the bin. Work from home if possible. And for now, limit nights out and big nights in. It's really important that we comply with social distancing to try and allow the NHS to cope with the patients that are contracting this virus. If you do have symptoms, stay at home and self-isolate. The ability to combat this is in our hands. But for now, stay safe. We're in this as a team, and I hope to be back on court with you all, feeling fit and well, very soon. All the best.
Surrey Storm podcast with player Leah. Gavin Baker, the Director of Sports, joins us. We know the league's meeting at the end of the month. Do you get to attend that, or is Mickey going along to that?
Yeah, so I've attended one of the sort of two meetings they've already had. My colleague Georgina tends to sort of head those up. I think they've been great. I think they've been communicating well. You know, they've got Ian Holloway, the new sort of director of competitions, who looks after the Super League now, has done anyway for a number of years. You know, is really great. You know, he's got some good ideas. You know, he's got a good team. The Super League board now is brilliant. You know, he's got some good club reps. Got again another fantastic chair named Steve Elworthy, taken over from Mark Evans. So I've got every confidence that they will make the right decisions. But I dip in and out of those meetings, you know, where I think I'm needed, where I think we need some advice. But fundamentally, I leave a lot of those up to the girls. Now, obviously, Mickey being furloughed now means that that she won't be involved in those discussions for the time being, but the rest of us will still be involved.
Have you any potential idea on Storm's thoughts that you'd be taking to it?
I suppose we're there. I think because we've been in a number of years, I think the view I always take is that, you know, is to ask why quite a lot. Why people think that, and also
why?
To have just a
why?
Why do we need to do this? Why do we need to do that? Why? What's the rush? And I think that's important. Why we to always ask why, and just to try and have a sensible view on things. You know, because the fundamentals on this is that we just don't know when this is going to change or end. You know, and I think we can make as many predictions as we want. And I think there's other things that are happening around. In netball calendar that, you know, we have to work around as well. You know, there's already a grand final booked in on a certain date with, you know, a large number of tickets sold. There's the international window. There's, you know, there's the summer holidays officially. There's the, you know, there's next season's league, which has already been tentatively agreed in terms of dates. So, you know, we've got to be sensible about how we work around that and what the teams can cope with, because most of these teams, the players are on contract to, you know, fundamentally the grand final this year, which will be some point in July. And then if the league was to extend beyond that, you know, that's potentially additional costs for teams. You know, it's, you know, some of your import players may have already had plans to go back home or do something after July that they may want to continue. So, you know, we've just got to be sensitive about looking at options. But I think it's an evolving beast, Andy. I think this will, over the next few weeks, you know, things will change. We'll learn more from the government and from other sporting leagues as well, which is always important to take a note of. And I think by the end of April, I'm pretty certain that the league will have a clear vision of what is possible and what's not possible.
We've got the INF on a podcast called The Netball Show this week. Never heard of it.
Okay.
Would now be an idea for maybe a look at things on a larger scale?
I think so. You know, I think that I suppose that's slightly removed from the sort of the politics of world netball, I suppose, but it would make absolute sense, you know. And I think it's been said to me, and I've repeated it perhaps to some people around, you know, how do we all work together? How do we, you know, we've got these the big Southern Hemisphere leagues that are running. We've got the international calendar, which involves, you know, generally the big teams plus the sort of Netball Europe and the age group competitions, and then you've got ourselves, you know, you've got other emerging leagues or leagues that want to emerge around it, around the world game. Actually, how can we get together and get this sorted so that we all benefit the better? Now, again, maybe it takes something like this globally to bring that discussion to a fore. Maybe it allows us to think different, and not necessarily the Super League, but probably more the Southern Hemisphere leagues, in terms of, you know, how do we work as a netball global community. So I'd like to see that. Again, don't know how realistic that is, because politics, even in sport, you know, have a difference of opinions, and, you know, the commerciality of things generally dictates a lot of things. But it'd be great to even just to get some people around at the same table to discuss, yeah, you know, where netball's going globally, really.
The bond and the welfare of the team will get you through this, the fans too. How happy have you been seeing things like Sock Challenge, dare I say, us as well?
Yeah, you know, it's great. And I think that, again, that shows you where netball is from even 5 years ago. You know, I don't think there weren't any podcasts. You know, the some of the online presence of some of the netball teams and clubs was little to non-existent, and now pretty much all of them have got some great content going out. You know, and I think that these cross club, cross league challenges are fantastic, you know, and I have good fun watching and watching some of this content go up and how people have engaged. And I think, again, it's another testament to netball fans in general. You know, there's fans of clubs, but actually I think most of the people across netball are fans of the sport and want it to succeed and love the fact that you've got players from different clubs competing in these online challenges. And, you know, and I'm sure there'll be even more to come out. And yeah, it's great. You know, the content is king and all these things. And I think if you can engage people to spend a bit of time to watch and listen and read about around sport and where it's at, and hopefully probably provide an insight. I always think that as a fan of sport and a fan of teams, I love hearing the sort of behind the scenes stuff. I love seeing what people do outside of their on-court sort of persona and on-court regime. I love seeing what people do outside of that, and it's always fun to it's always fun to poke fun at ourselves and each other as well. So I think it's also a great thing.
Yeah, Sophie Hankin tormenting a family, that's always good on Insta as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you'll keep us updated in the meantime, but Gav, thanks for your time.
No problems, Andy, any time. And thank you for continuing the hard work of this podcast and everything you do for English Netball, mate. You're doing a fantastic job.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.